talk about your past. You know what I mean? But you don't dwell on your past in the sense of, you know, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, where you allow that to become a detriment to continuing walk. Like I could, you know, like let's say in the last week, if I had fallen into a sin, right, this very day, let's say, right? And let's say today I fell into a sin. And what do I do? And I get down, be like, oh, I'm not of God. I'll never attain Christ. I'm not going to be measuring up to him. I can't do it. It's like Abraham going and saying, oh, I had a child with Hagar. I can never have a child with Sarah. I can't do it. I can't do it. She's too old. I'm too old. It's just hopeless. That's not faith, see? You got to move forward. No matter what happens, believe God, and he will impute it to you for righteousness. In spite of the way in which you may be behind, so to speak, meaning you are still following after Christ, you haven't caught up with him yet. But we reach forward to that which is ahead of us. I mean, we're always looking to Christ, reaching after him, trying to obtain, trying to grasp at it. Right? We press forward, as he said, toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's a prize reaching forth to those things. Forget about the past. Even 10 minutes ago passed. What are you going to do? God's the one who has to deliver you. You know? Well, you could just sit there and feel sorry for yourself. It's the most useless thing you could do. Rather, go forward. Forget that stuff. Forget the past. You know what I mean? I mean, it's forgetting the failures and stuff, you know? When you, later, you'll be talking about them as victories. That's faith. That's the way faith speaks. I'll be talking about this as a victory later on. And I can show the patience of God and the long suffering to bring me to repentance. It's the way all you can do. Because I know among all the brethren in the church, people are at different stages. Christ is not, you know, he's being formed in us. Someone's just brand new in the church. You know, it's like Christ. Not much Christ there. But there's a seed. Tiny little seed. Maybe they believe something. They've received something. They're hearing the gospel. They're continuing in it. They're adding to it. And Christ is growing. He's being formed. And then the travail comes. We travail to see Christ formed constantly. It's a constant. That's why I travail until Christ be formed in you. Constantly. I mean, those who are ahead, we need to bear the burdens of the weak. And we travail to see Christ formed in the weak. And not that I'm something. You know, look at all those weak people. I mean, that's me. I won't say otherwise. So that's the thing I've learned in Christ. It's like he's taught me humility. It's like once I have obtained, I'm not going to change my tune. Really? I'm going to be like, oh, so I've obtained. When you look at me, you're looking at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Lord, God help me. Don't let me become like that. Don't let me become like that. I don't ever see Christ being like that. You know, I'm good. If there was ever a good man, it was me. See Christ being like that? This is a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is the high calling of God? You know, think about it. He's called us to something. You know what the low calling is? All right. God
is begging you right now. Please accept him. Please accept his cross. His son died and spilled his blood. And he just would really like it if you would just love him, accept him, believe him, you know. And if you do that, you can go to heaven and eat as much as you want and not get fat. God knows. We get fat here on Earth, don't we? We get fat from all the eating we do. But in heaven, we can eat all we want, and we'll never get fat. And you can lounge around in a big mansion. That's what you're called to. Just accept and enjoy.
All they're really missing in heaven is, like, you know, 70 virgins. I mean, really. I mean, what a carnal view of the heavens. This is the high calling. See, you know why that's low? I say that's low because it's all catering to your desires. All catering to the flesh and the lust thereof and blah, blah, blah. It's so unseemly. You know, and again, like God is just dying to have you accept him. Oh, accept me, please. He works in me to will and do his pleasure. He isn't waiting around for me. When's Paul going to get his act together? Man, that guy takes, you know, what? I don't know. Maybe he'll never get his act together. I mean, let's watch and see what he does. I mean, what a bunch. It's so wrong to look at God like that. His divine power. 2 Peter chapter 1. You know why I go here? I'm not going here like, oh, you've never heard it. I just love to read it. I love to read this over and over and over again. I could probably talk about these verses for hours. So the thing, everything gets longer and longer in these Bible studies. I don't know, Ephesians took 8.5 hours. It's not a very big book. But one thing leads to another, and it just, I just get drawn in. I sucked in like a whirlpool. His divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. That's a high calling. Whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these, by what? By these promises. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. He believed. By these promises we become partakers, because through faith we obtain all things.